Freedom Scientific has begun shipment of the PacMate BNS, an accessible pocket PC device for the blind. The handheld computer provides access to everyday Windows-based desktop data and software applications via pocket PC applications, including Word, Outlook, and Internet Explorer. PacMate is available in two models, the BNS with its 8-dot braille keyboard and the TNS with a QWERTY-style keyboard. Both units offer the same functionality utilizing JAWS for Pocket PC technology. Freedom Scientific anticipates that the TNS version will begin shipping within the next several weeks. In other news from Freedom Scientific, they've announced that US customers who purchase JAWS for Windows Professional Edition will now save $100. Since the introduction of Windows XP Home Edition, which uses NT-style code, there's been increasing criticism of Freedom Scientific for having such a high price differentiation between the standard and professional versions of the product. The jury is still out on whether this $100 decrease in the price of JAWS for Windows Professional in the US will satisfy the critics. The VIP HighStreet.com site in the UK, featured some time back on Main Menu, continues to expand. They've now added a special Cricket World Cup feature, giving a list of ball-by-ball broadcast times and dates in the UK, and for horse racing punters, a list of all the concession rates available through the UK. The What's New page also now features a link to the best-selling audiobooks on tape and CD in the High Street, and finally a guide to discounts on offer to theatre lovers wanting to take in the best shows in London. The site is found at www.vip-highstreet.com. Bids for the collective services of a dozen former CNET Networks website producers reached $610 last week before eBay pulled the plug on the auction. The group's leader, Lee Schlesinger of Framingham, received several nibbles of interest, though no substantive offers from potential employers, after articles about the group's eBay auction appeared in The Globe and several online publications. More than 1,600 people visited the auction listings and 24 bids poured in to view the resumes of the dozen workers who were laid off from CNET's Cambridge and San Francisco offices in July and last month. Verizon Communications has asked a federal appeals court to strike out a judge's order to turn over the name of a customer suspected of downloading free music over the internet. Verizon lawyers filed documents with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, arguing that the order is unconstitutional and would hobble privacy on the internet. More than 180,000 customers of a Canadian insurance company have been warned about a possible identity theft after a computer hard drive containing personal information was found missing from an IBM subsidiary. Kathy Bardswick, President and Chief Executive of the Cooperators Group, said a security breach might have exposed banking and other details of its customers. Americans who use the internet consider it at least as important as newspapers and books, even as they're becoming more skeptical of what they find online, a UCLA survey finds. The internet now exceeds television, radio, and magazines in importance among online users, the third annual nationwide telephone survey of 2,000 households determined. The survey says only 53% of users believe most or all of what they read online, down from 58% a year earlier. Further, nearly a quarter of those who have expressed concern about using credit cards over the internet say nothing will ease their fears. The European market appears to be embracing the use of travel websites more than the United States, and France internet surfers visit travel sites more than any other nation, according to a new study. In fact, travel sites reached 33% of the active internet audience in France in December. That was a deeper penetration than in 12 other markets during the busy holiday travel season. In the US, travel sites reached just 25.5% of the audience. In the UK, Eclipse Internet has launched an online broadband campaign site that allows people to signal their interest in getting a wide range of high-speed internet technologies. The site, www.wewantbroadband.co.uk, lets users register their demand for ADSL, SDSL, and satellite and wireless broadband, and see how many other people have also registered. It also aims to help people become broadband sponsors and drive interest interest and awareness of the benefits of high-speed internet services in their area if they're currently trapped on the wrong side of the broadband divide. Case studies on the benefit of broadband are also available on the site. According to ISP Eclipse, which offers broadband services, it has launched the site in an attempt to boost the rollout of broadband across the UK, as firms increasingly look to connect local offices and employees working remotely using virtual private networks or VPNs. A new internet lending system in Denmark gives music lovers the opportunity to borrow their favourite tunes without leaving the comfort of their homes or breaking the law. Libraries across the nation have pooled their resources to create what's being described as the most innovative music lending system in Europe. Since the beginning of the year, library goers across the country have been able to search for their favourite music and download it onto their computer while remaining strictly on the right side of the law. According to the Danish Library Services, the site aims to promote a broad representation of all musical styles, both mainstream and alternative, giving special attention to the minority genres not so widely reflected in the general media. The website's content also includes reviews, articles, and recommendations, as well as regularly updated news from the music industry. Before any library member can join the scheme, he or she must first register details on a database and download a special music playing program unique to the Danish Library Service. The so-called anti-piracy technology allows listening, but not copying, of the audio files on offer. Much like the evaluation versions of certain programs, the files can't be played after 30 days. The site currently offers around 700 files that members can download for free via their computer. The library service states that while the choice of music on offer is, at the moment, relatively small, new music is being added all the time, and the number of files available is set to increase accordingly. While the system is being hailed as the first pirate-proof public lending site of its kind, critics have already pointed out that the new software is far from infallible. They say that no safeguards exist to prevent users from recording the music onto more conventional music storage formats, such as audio cassettes. Radio waves from certain cellular telephones triggered nerve cell damage in the brains of rats, according to a study on the website of the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Researchers exposed rats for about 2 hours to the type of electromagnetic fires generated to most European mobile phones. They found evidence of damage caused by leakage of a common protein, albumin, from the bloodstream into the brain. Consumers have sued companies including Motorola, Nokia, and Qualcomm, charging that their cell phones caused brain cancer. Manufacturers have maintained that their products are safe. Studies mainly focused on cancer risk have yielded conflicting results, and groups including the World Health Organization have called for better research. Researchers said rats exposed to stronger electromagnetic waves suffered more nerve damage, a trend that often gives scientists confidence in their findings. Still, the study doesn't prove any evidence of risks to humans, researchers said. The total of mobile phone subscribers will climb to more than 900 million this year, up from about 500 million in 2000, according to Gartner Group, which does research on information technology industries. As if the risks of RSI weren't enough, PC users are being warned of a more deadly danger caused by long periods of physical inactivity sitting at their computer. Deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, has been associated with long-haul air travel, but people who work or play for excessive periods at their PCs are also at risk from blood clots, according to a new report. Research published in the European Respiratory Journal reports that a young man in New Zealand nearly died after developing DVT following extended periods of PC use. This first recorded case of e-thrombosis occurred after the New Zealand man spent up to 18 hours a day using a computer. He developed a large blood clot that formed in his leg veins, broke off, and moved to his lungs. Dr. Richard Beasley of the Medical Research Institute of New Zealand, who led the research, warned that widespread use of computers in so many aspects of modern life may put many people at risk of developing DVD. Dr. Beasley's team is to review the records of other patients who had pulmonary embolisms to see if they can find other e-thrombosis cases. Linux software maker Lindos has taken another crack at Microsoft with a package intended to mimic the software giant's Windows XP Media Center. iDot, a small PC maker specializing in direct online sales, will sell a Lindos media computer model that incorporates some home entertainment functions, such as DVD and digital music playback. The company plans beginning to sell the new PCs this month, with prices starting at $330 without a monitor. Their goal is to offer a low-cost PC that can take the place of several home entertainment appliances, Lindos CEO Michael Robertson said in a statement. For $350 retail, consumers can have a DVD player, CD player, and personal computer in every room of the house or office, he said. The media PCs appear to be a scaled-back response to Microsoft's heavily touted Windows XP Media Center, a version of the operating system that focuses on digital entertainment functions. The Lindos PCs lack several basic functions found in the Windows versions, such as the ability to record TV programs and a remote control. The iDot PCs are based on budget processors from Via Technologies and are similar to low-cost Lindos PCs sold by Walmart, with the addition of a DVD drive and accompanying software. The World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, has delivered a cornerstone of its speech interface framework, publishing VoiceXML 2.0. VoiceXML is intended to bring the advantages of web-based development and content delivery to interactive voice response or IVR applications. The specifications allow developers to create audio dialogues that feature synthesized speech, digitized audio, recognition of spoken and DTMF key input, recording of spoken input, telephony, and mixed initiative conversations. The owners of the Kazaa file-sharing network are suing the movie and recording industries, claiming that they don't understand the digital age and are monopolizing entertainment. Sharman Networks Limited filed its counterclaim last week in response to a copyright infringement lawsuit brought by several recording labels and movie studios. That lawsuit accuses Sharman of providing free access to copyrighted music and films to millions of internet users in the United States. And that's News Briefs for this week.